pioneering jazz icon, Lionel Hampton. Lionel Hampton, 94, the frantic jazz vibraphonist, gifted bandleader and storied showman, who was one of the most celebrated musicians of the swing era and went on to a six-decade career on the American stage, died on August at a hospital in New York after a heart attack. A dynamic showman with an electric personality, Hampton was one of the last giants of jazz. He pioneered the use of the vibraphone as a jazz instrument and single-handedly popularized its use. Hampton has cut hundreds of records. He was known for tremendous energy and for directing bands that were among the most long-lived and consistently popular large ensembles in jazz. His work has been hailed by everyone from presidents to jazz critics and endorsed by public through enthusiastic attendance of his performances and unending sales of his records. Hampton was born on April 20, 1908, in Louisville, Kentucky. He began working as a drummer when he was a teenager. He spent many of his formative musical years in Los Angeles, playing with top local bands and some great national figures as they came through town. Among them were Louis Armstrong, who first encouraged him to play the vibraphone, and later Benny Goodman. He was one of the first musicians to bridge the racial gap between blacks and whites in jazz. He joined drummer Gene Krupa and pianist Teddy Wilson to form the multiracial Benny Goodman Quartet in the 1930s. Hampton later recalled, "I didn't recognize that it was a social advancement, but it was the first time blacks and whites ever played together out in public." By 1930, he was touring extensively on the West Coast with his own groups, making records and enjoying billing as the fastest drummer in the world. When he struck his first note on a vibraphone, he played with Armstrong's group for a year, establishing the vibraphone as a jazz instrument and himself as its top interpreter. Hampton played the vibes with lightning swiftness and harmonic and melodic simplicity, and the drums with a fierce, driving rhythm. He became a household name after recording such hits as Moonglow and Dinah with Goodman in the 1930s, and continued to make the charts in the 1940s and 1950s. He kept up a torrid performing pace, appearing at colleges and jazz festivals across the country, and on countless television variety shows. He also wrote more than 200 pieces of music, including such jazz standards as Evil Gal Blues and Midnight Sun. He once estimated that he performed his best-known composition, Flyin' Home, more than 300 times a year from 1937 to 1987. In 1940, he left Goodman and started his own big band, featuring a big sound, swinging arrangements, and such soloists as Washington. Hampton's newly recorded big band version of Flyin' Home became a huge success. The band specialized in boogie-woogie, jump, and later bop, and by the 1950s, it had become as much a rhythm and blues as a jazz attraction. But it nevertheless remained the medium for the introduction of many jazz talents. Hampton dissolved the big band in 1965, but continued to play with a sextet he called the Inner Circle. He remained an attraction at concerts and jazz festivals, despite ill health in his 80s. He played into his 90s. In 1995, after suffering two strokes, he received an award for artistic excellence at Manhattan's First Jazz at Lincoln Center's Awards Gala, then performed a swinging rendition of Goodman's Airmail Special on the vibraphone. Over the decades, Hampton was a consistent winner of annual polls as the best vibes player in the business. He won countless awards, including the Kennedy Center Lifetime Achievement Award in 1992, and saw both a Berlin Street, Hampton Street, and the music school at the University of Idaho named in his honor. Through it all, Hampton once said he had just one goal: "I want to be remembered for spreading happiness and goodwill." He did just that. President Bush issued a statement saying that Hampton was an American music legend and will be sorely missed.